Room 19. Paper mill and factory. You are looking at the model of a paper mill and, at the same scale, that of a paper factory around 1890. The models permit the comparison between the pre-industrial production in paper mills and the industrialised production in a paper factory. As an example, we have chosen the Dornbach workshops. To the right, you can see the old Dornbach paper mill at around 1800. At that time, two companies were accommodated in the building, which is why you can see two mill wheels. The interior of one workshop, that of Gustav Müller, is shown here. In the paper mills, many jobs were performed manually, and women were used for many tasks. The only source of power was the mill wheel. The paper manufacturers and some of the paper makers lived on the mill premises. To the left, you see the Dornbach paper factory. The model presents the part of the plant which was built after 1870 and formed almost a complete factory. This model illustrates the results of industrialisation. Machines were now used for many work processes. The hollanders in which the material for the paper machines was milled were installed on the top floor. A steam engine provided the power for the entire factory. The machines required large buildings to accommodate them. Thanks to industrialisation, output increased enormously. This is indicated, among others, by the large number of hollanders. You can learn more about the significance of industrialisation on the wall with the doors. The text is recorded under number 122.